Have you ever noticed that there are people who like to be spoilers? Spoilers are people who like to tell you how the book that you are reading ends before you finish it, or how the movie turns out before you get a chance to see it. Those are spoilers. Sometimes we tell these people, please don't tell me how the book ends because I haven't read it yet. But they just can't help themselves. So the potential drama that the event could have produced is spoiled. We have heard this morning how our two readings in the gospel have turned out. But hearing about them and reading them ourselves can be a different experience. Reading in a reflective way can become more realistic to us because we experience the event more intimately than with someone reading the story to us. Next Sunday has been designated as Word of God Sunday by Pope Francis. It's intended to inspire all of us to read the Bible more often and encourage us to live by it more closely. Reading the Bible can help us understand the work, the way, and the teaching style that God inspired the biblical writers to compose. We realize more fully how the Bible is truly a living word and how God uses it to personally speak to us and expose His presence and divine intervention every day. We have just heard our two readings in the gospel, and we know how the story turns out. Jesus is the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah in Hebrew Scripture. Not only is He the Christ, He is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. Because of His faithfulness to His Father's will and accepting His passion and death on the cross, we who have faith in Him may now hope for eternal life through Him. This, of course, is the good news that's proclaimed. What would these readings sound like if we were hearing them for the first time, or to read them in the quiet of our hearts? We should really make a try at that. As we hear the Gospel of John, we are introduced to John the Baptist, two different people. John the Baptist is the one who came to testify that Jesus is the Son of God. John then says, "The one for whom they should be looking for is coming, and he ranks ahead of me because he existed before me." Then Jesus enters the story, walking towards John, who then speaks a mysterious line, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." We may wonder what John means by this title, Lamb of God. Isaiah helps us to understand this strange saying of John the Baptist. The Son of God is also a lamb for sacrifice. He is also called servant as well. For God's own service, He was designated even before He was born. He is to be the Messiah for the people of God and the tribes of Jacob. And even more, to be a means of salvation for the people throughout the entire world. God, as creator of the world, sends His Son not only for a single group of people, but for everyone. That is why this Lamb of God is meant to take away the sins of the world, so that salvation may reach all men and women. even the Corinthian community of Jews and Gentiles, are both sanctified in Jesus, who is the sacrifice made on their behalf. This may all sound very complicated and maybe hard to fully grasp, but this is what great drama is like. Every answer leads to a new question. How did John the Baptist know Jesus was the Lamb of God? They knew each other growing up. They were cousins. However, Jesus' divinity was not yet revealed. So where did John learn this? From the prophet Isaiah, who inspired the spiritual traits the coming Messiah would have. As we move through this new liturgical year, try your best to not only hear the readings with fresh ears, but also read them with open hearts. Let yourself be caught up in the drama of who Jesus Christ is. You may be amazed at what you find as you experience the drama that continues to unfold in God's people. We are God's people of the 21st century.